Hey, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show. It is Monday, July 25th. It's the second day of the Pope's visit to Canada. This is the fourth Pope to land on Canadian shores. And he is basically doing a penitent tour. He's saying sorry to the Indigenous people for the years of trauma caused by the residential schools. Dr. Gloria Bell joins us. She's an art history professor at McGill and fellow at the American Academy in Rome. She is also of Métis ancestry and is completing a book about an expo at the Vatican in 1925 that featured Indigenous artifacts. Welcome to the show. Good to have you on, Dr. Bell. I've been trying to get you on the show for a couple of months, so this is great.
Yes, thank you so much. Actually, I just got back to Turtle Island last week after almost 11 months away. So I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
Wow. Well, it's nice to have you back. So Indigenous groups, of course, seeking more than just words with the Pope's visit. They're hoping maybe for access to church archives to find out what happened to their kids that never came home from the residential schools. They also would like financial reparations. I mean, fingers crossed on that. But there is the return of Indigenous artifacts held by the Vatican Museums. What can you tell us about a specific area of the Vatican Museum? And I may botch this, but it's called the Anima Mundi Ethnological Museum. What is in that area of the Vatican Museum?
Yes, yeah, so that's a current exhibition that's based on the 1925 Vatican Missionary Exhibition. So in the early 1920s, Pope Pius IX sent out this call basically to missionaries around the world to send in anything and everything related to Indigenous life and sacred cultural belongings and secular belongings. And then in the collections today, we still have everything from Haudenosaunee wampum belts to Cree beaded moccasins. There's Anishinaabe Great Lakes octopus bags, Navajo textiles. There's also a statue of Mohawk Saint Katerai Tekakwitha. So there's a real diversity of cultural belongings that are still in the collections today based on that historical exhibition.
And were you, correct me if I'm wrong, but were you part of the group of Indigenous people that went to Rome to talk to the Pope?
No, I was already doing research in Rome, but I was just sort of supporting from a distance and documenting what I could.
Okay. And when you went into that part of the Vatican and saw the exposition of the artifacts, can you speak to how it made you feel as a Métis? To see things that were displayed as though they're artworks, but actually have a deeper cultural meaning?
Well, it's been a really frustrating process, because when you go into this space today, like, there's no acknowledgement of Indigenous communities or artisans or makers, and that's sort of like a colonial effect of like the 1925 Vatican Missionary Exhibition. It's sort of like the space today is sort of a vestige of this colonial exhibition in the 1920s. And yeah, it's been really frustrating because the Vatican has been very reticent in terms of working with Indigenous communities and working with scholars. And that needs to change. And I'm hoping that this research and that the current Indigenous activism that's going on will help push the Vatican for change.
I know that some people would say, well, what's the importance of bringing these artifacts back? But many of these artifacts don't exist anymore here on Canadian shores. Can you talk about I believe it's a kayak that is in the Vatican Museum?
Yes, there is a rare Inuit kayak in the museum. It's one of three, I think, in the world. And so it's of immense cultural importance for Inuit communities today. And there's so many cultural belongings that are at the Vatican that need to be returned to Indigenous communities across Turtle Island. So yeah, I'm really hoping that, you know, moving forward, that the Vatican will be open to working with researchers and Indigenous communities. There's also important Indigenous languages, like Indigenous language dictionaries that were collected during this exhibition and then were on display that are still in the Vatican archives today. So I've actually just been talking with someone about that recently. So
yeah, and it is, This is a dialect that dialects are being lost because, you know, once the language is gone, if you don't have anyone to teach the language, it can't live on. It's incredibly important that you get these books back. What is the Rome's stance on the Vatican stance on returning these artifacts? Are they saying,
it's a great question, and it's they've been very reticent, and to this date there has been no repatriation of indigenous cultural belongings to communities. So they've been very reticent. I've been working around the Vatican collections. I was working this year and then also in 2016 and 2017, and the colonial narrative is very strong, and so we'll see if they bring in indigenous, I mean, ideally they would bring in like indigenous curators to work in the collections and mm-hmm. open them up for indigenous researchers. We'll see if that happens. They haven't to this point, and it's been almost 100 years since the exhibition happened. So
you can't just request it to go in and see these items and, you know, work on them, study them so that you can, have better knowledge of Canadian cultures. You're not allowed to do that. What do? They just leave them under glass and say, sorry, you can come in, you can take a little look-see and then move on?
Yes. Well, it's part of the bureaucracy of working at the Vatican. So yeah, that's like the current situation, and hopefully it will change.
Did you see anything in the Vatican Museum that you were unaware of existing that was a new piece of artifact that you were unfamiliar with?
Well, the current displays in the Vatican and the Anima Mundi collection are like one iota of what's actually in the archives. And then when I was doing research at the Propaganda Fide archive, I came across a Passamaquoddy cross, and I write about that in the Competing Sovereignties article. And I'm not sure if that's still in the collections or if it just hasn't been cared for and then it's kind of disappeared, because that's also part of the legacy of these colonial exhibitions, is that many of the cultural belongings were not well cared for and so no longer exist today.
So they just kind of, unlike most museum pieces where people walk around with white gloves and put them in hermetically temperature controlled rooms, they seal them away, they file them, they just are basically shoving them in a closet and closing the door, but you're not allowed to go in there.
Yes. Well, it depends. And this is also based on research and conversations I've had with different previous curators at the Vatican. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it is a real reticent space, and hopefully that will change. And I'm hoping that this research and this papal visit will make that happen.
Does that continue the legacy of trauma, you know, keeping you away from your culture? I mean, just locking it away.
Definitely. And also another thing that I found is that when I was looking at the Indian Sentinel, which is a publication of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the missionaries were writing about Indigenous children sending in articles for this exhibition. And they were talking about feasting on these artworks. And so I think that kind of speaks to the colonial legacy of the Indian Act, and also sort of the current position of the Vatican today.
What are the odds of, the Pope saying, okay, we're going to send back your artifacts so that you can truly start to recover what we took away from your people?
I don't think they're great. Again, the Vatican has been very reticent, and there's a lot of colonial bureaucracy. But I think if there was ever a time, it would be now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Bell, I hope that you continue to write about what you have seen, because I think it's important that we start to do right by our First Nations people, and that Rome has to, you know, produce something more than I'm sorry. I think it's offensive if they don't.
Yes, exactly. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being here, and welcome back. Dr. Gloria Bell is an art history professor at McGill and fellow at the American Academy in Rome, talking about some of the artifacts that still remain in the Vatican, and no word on if they're coming home, but it would be nice to help people find out about their culture by allowing them to actually see the artifacts that were a pivotal part of their culture. Maybe they could recover some of it.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.